This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Begin Dalet Amud Aleph 4a. It is the first section and the black text. I'm actually recording this on the 12th of October, during the first week of Israel's war, terrible atrocities that happened on Simchas Torah. Wasn't sure that I'd actually have the mind to sit down and record podcast this week, but I felt it was important. The learning Torah that we continue to do is important. I want to dedicate not only today, but the entire year's Torah learning we dedicate to the now over 1,300 Kedoshim who sacrificed their lives al Kiddush Hashem. Now that number will grow. We will learn for refuah shlema for all of those who are injured. We learn in hopes that those captive will be returned. And we learn for the zchus of Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us and help our soldiers and all the people of Israel as we fight this terrible enemy. With that, we return to our learning again. Torah learning is certainly a very important part of our lives. So we begin. Okay, so the end of last week, we had decided that Koresh was Daryavesh, was Artachshasta. Why was he a good and therefore counted by Jewish king years or bad and counted by Gentile king years? And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't make a difference. Right? We had a contradiction. The Gemara says, no, one, he was counted by Jewish years before he was Hichmitz, before he turned sour and turned bad. After he was turned bad, we counted him by the non-Jewish years. So the end of Friday, right, Rav Kahana had said, Omi Hichmitz, does he really turn bad? And who says he turned bad? So now we begin our text of Machashchan b'nei Torah v'dichmen v'imnu la'aluyin la'alov ha'shmaya achinti melech chamar mishach k'mei mar kahana di b'yushalem l'habim isyayev l'hon yom b'yom di lo shalom. Right, everything that they need, right, the Torin, the shore, right, the tough and the shinin to change. So bulls, v'dichmen v'zacharetz, the rams, the imrin are the lambs, right, to be offered up to Hashem, the God of heaven, right? The chita, the chintin, the salt, the wine, right? The oil, right? The shemen ha-mishcha, mishach. Like the Kohanim of Yerushalayim said, should be given today without any hesitation. Right, so that already shows that he was a pretty decent guy, right? This is, again, Koresh, this is Cyrus, but they're all the same. Is generously donating to the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Mitunach, right, from and the Tunach is that which you're carrying, right, from that which you brought as a proof. I'm going to show you that you're wrong, right, because the continuation says, Dilahon mekar v'nechay lalav shmaya, you should bring them to your to the God of heaven, Umatzli, right, Mitzali and Lechai Malka Vinoi, right, and pray for the life of the Malka, the king of Vinoi, and his sons. I mean, they're selfish people. They don't want to give the all of these, you know, necessary Beis HaMikdash items for the Jews. It's a selfish concern that we should daven for him and for his children. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Is that really a bad intention? Somebody who dedicates to the Beis HaMikdash, that he and his children should live, that's really so terrible. If somebody says, I'm giving this money to tzedakah so that my children should live, or that I should merit, right, with this giving of tzedakah, the world to come. That's a real tzaddik. Okay, maybe there's a slightly selfish intention. Okay, but there's a reward for mitzvah, so I'm doing a mitzvah. So Gemara says, right, why despite that do we look at Cyrus's intentions in a different manner than we just presented here? Lo kasher kam b'Yisrael kam b'goyim. Now, one is talking about Jews and the other is talking about non-Jews, right? In the English, here it explains, right, one of the explanations, but we'll go with that because you have it there in the English. Right, the Jews, even if they don't get it, they won't complain. There's still a pure intention that's combined with the selfish. For the non-Jews, it says purely selfish, and therefore it is not a good intention. Be'i bayis ema, or we can say, right, minayin de achmitz, from where do I know that he turned? Right, because it says, nidbachin di even galal tzulasa, v'nidbach di achadas, v'nifkata beis, min beis malka tis yehiv. Right, so that is, the house should be built by the basin of three rows of great stones, a row of new timber, and everything should be paid from the king's house. And that, again, doesn't sound so bad. But the Gemara says, Lama li da abin hachi, right? Why did he do it in this? Why is it stones and then wood? Savri said to himself, Imardu bi Yehudai, if the Jews rebel against me, Kloi benura, I'll light it on fire. That's why he put the wood in. Gemara says, wait a minute, Adu Shlomo lo abin achi. Shlomo HaMelech didn't do the same thing. It says, right, Shlomo Turei Gazid, Betur Krutot Arazim, right, there's three rows of stones that are hewn, that are Gazid, and then there's a row of cedar trees. All right, so Shlomo also built wood into the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, no, there is a difference. Shlomo Avad Milamala Viyu Avad Milamata. Shlomo put the wood on top. Okay, so if it burned, it would just burn up, but the stones would remain. He put the wood on the bottom. If he burned down that wood, the whole edifice collapses. Shlomo shake bivinyana. Shlomo built it into the building deep so that it would be harder to catch on fire. Ihu lo shake bivinyana. He didn't do it. He wanted the wood accessible in case he needed to burn it down. And finally, Shlomo Saji Besida, Shlomo plastered the wood, which would, it seems, right, retard the fire, should it be set. Ew, lo Saji Besida, Cyrus did not cover the wood with plaster, so that in case he needed to burn it down, he indeed would. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.